From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Timmy Pacolio reports in the Times Union that an annual Department of Environmental Conservation study found that striped bass spawned at historically low rates last year, their worst spawn in the Hudson River since 1985. In a comment to the newspaper, a DEC official said that the stock of striped bass has been, and I quote, lower than desired since 2012, end quote, and that, and I quote, while 2023 was a below-average year for juvenile striped bass in the Hudson River, the values observed in recent years are within the range of normal, end quote. But while the DEC says publicly that it is not concerned, at the January 24th meeting of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which sets fishing regulations along the East Coast, most of the written comments from anglers called for extending emergency regulations put in place last year to slow population decline. The Hudson River is one of the two main breeding grounds on the East Coast for striped bass, and each spring, schools of hog-sized stripers come from the waters off the coast of the Carolinas. Conditions in the other major breeding waters, the Chesapeake Bay, are worse. Tony Frederick, policy director of the American Saltwater Guides Association, said, and I quote, "There's no way that the Hudson, or any other estuary system in the striped bass range, can produce the number of fish that the Chesapeake can. And that's the problem," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Luke Posno reports in New York State of Politics that the Citizens Budget Commission says New York ranks first in the nation in taxes and second in spending in 2021. New York, on average, collects $135 per $1,000 of personal income per person. Only Alaska beat New York in spending, which was 50% more per capita than the national average in 2021. The commission's report said, and I quote, "Higher than average taxes and spending is not inherently bad. New York has long chosen to levy high taxes to fund an extensive array and level of services that are relatively high cost. The issue is whether the value proposition, are residents and businesses satisfied with what they get, what they pay for, and what they need, continues to hold and bolster New York's future. Many progressives in New York have advocated lately for raising taxes on the rich, which Governor Kathy Hochul has resisted." Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. The phantom snowstorm on February 13th delayed Catskill schools 2 hours and shut down Greene County Transit, even though few flakes fell. The storm was predicted to drop up to a foot of snow on the area, but then shifted south of Kingston as it approached the area. In Catskill, there was no sign of any snow when the students arrived 2 hours late. Anyone hoping for the white stuff to fall might not have to wait long, with the National Weather Service predicting a 70% chance on Thursday night and a 40% chance on Saturday. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.